Hey there, welcome to another Asian Pop Radio podcast. If you like what you hear, make sure you subscribe to us on iTunes. Just search for Asian Pop Radio, or you can head to podomatic.com/Asian Pop Radio. Download our app free via the App Store. It's available on iOS and Android. If you want to hear Asia Wave hits 24/7, including tracks like Zayden's Adios. Asia Wide Hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio. Jay John with you for now, and we are crossing to Singapore to speak to Zayden. How are you going?
Hey, what's up? What's up? I'm Zayden. How's everybody doing?
Nice to meet you. I foolishly, on the first day, I had you on my list. I had you down as Zadok. I don't know where the K came from, but there may have been a slip or two on our show saying that we were speaking to Zadok in the coming week. So we'll stick with Zayden for now.
Yeah, that's good. No worries about it, man.
Now, we've only known about you and your work for around a week now, slowly learning more. So can you take us back to the start and tell us when you first got into music? Was it musical instruments? Was it singing? Was it beatboxing? Which one came first?
For me, like, I've always loved music, but I started off as a beatboxer because I was like, it was a time when like YouTube was just starting to take off, right?
Yep.
And there were a lot of like different videos on it, and I just happened to watch a beatboxing video, and I was like so attracted to it. I started doing it, and that was how everything started from there.
What age were you at that time?
I was 15.
Right. Yeah. Good time to get into YouTube. It works for many.
Yeah. That's right.
So, can you also educate us a little bit around Grizzle Grid crew? So, how did you get involved there?
Oh, so like Grizzle Grind crew.
Grind. Sorry.
So, Grizzle Grind crew. No worries about that, man. But so Grizzle Grind crew is like a hip hop collective in Singapore. So it started out with a guy, Shigeshe, a Singapore rapper, his DJ Najdi and videographer Oz. So they started off a collective where they wanted to, you know, recruit different talent and like musicians to come up with something greater, you know, to push the limits of music in Singapore. And that was how Grizzle Grind crew was started. And then there was this one day when Shiga, you know, he contacted me when he needed a beatboxer, and that's how I started as well.
So how do you think the local hip hop scene has grown in recent years?
I would say like it's definitely growing. Like there are definitely a lot of new content coming out, good content as well. The quality and everything has just been growing and growing and growing. So I guess like in a state like this, all we can do is we just keep doing what we do, trying to like get better each time. Definitely, it's like it's on something right now.
How do you think the hip hop scene in Malaysia compares to the hip hop scene in Singapore? Like, I mean, so close. Do they vary much, or are they quite similar?
In a way, they're similar, but in a certain way, there's difference as well. Because Malaysia is a more grown hip hop market.
Sure, yeah,
like it's more established. They are more established artists. But, you know, Singapore is on its way as well. You know, a lot of people are like putting in that work and effort to do more music, more content. So like definitely the whole vibe and the energy in the scene is just, you know, really positive right now.
So was music always what you wanted to do with your time, Zayden? Or did you, or do you still have an additional career path you've got in mind?
I've always loved music, but I've never thought that I would be doing music until I started doing music. You know, it's just something where when you start, you just don't know how to stop. You know, you just cannot stop. So, but actually, like, if you talk about another career path, right, that I've always had this childhood, you know, dream occupation that you think of when you were younger. And I've always wanted to be like a policeman, you know.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Is there still time?
I know it's really different. Definitely, there's definitely still time to do it. But, you know, right now, you know, it's about focusing on what I got to do. But, you know, if there's another career path, I think, you know,
sure.
A policeman is definitely something, you know, I always look up to. And, you know, it's just, you know, it's just a cool occupation.
Do you, from time to time, police everyone in your crew?
Oh, no, I'm not like that, though. My perspective of like a policeman, right, is like, you know, like just how, you know, it's about the community, you know, like it's about a group community, you know, solving issues for the people. And that, in a way, I've always respected that. So, I mean, I don't really like police them, but once in a while, I'll just like, you know, make sure everybody is like good relationship with each other, you know, and we go out, have fun, all that.
Can we assume that you were born and raised in Singapore?
Yeah, I'm born and raised in Singapore.
Fantastic. What's your favorite thing about the island?
Singapore, definitely the food, man. Like, the food is definitely like one of the things where, you know, when you go overseas, I think of the food in Singapore, you know, it's just something else. And definitely like safety here as well is, you know, it's always good to have that kind of safety in Singapore.
Zayden, can you pinpoint a particular dish that you like the most?
I would say chicken rice, man. Chicken rice is like the bomb, man.
So we see you've done a few collaborations along the way. We especially like the cover that you did with Nicki. Who are some of the musicians you've worked with so far?
Some of the musicians I've worked with, you know, because like coming from Grizzle Grind Crew, I've definitely worked with Shigashe, he's a rapper. So I mostly work with rappers at the start of my, you know, like music career because I was beatboxing. So mostly like, you know, rappers like Shigashe, Charles and Arrow, Lenev, and also DJs as well, like certain DJs in our crew. And I've worked with Inch, worked with a couple of Filipino artists as well. You know, I went on tour with Ray River.
Yep.
Cruz, yeah.
Such a huge music scene in Manila, right?
Yeah, there is. There is like the local support for like music there is just really insane.
And I think even here in Australia, like there's not a day that doesn't pass that someone around me doesn't mention something happening in Manila in the music industry, which is pretty cool. So it must be growing quite rapidly.
Yeah, definitely, man. Asian music is on the rise. And that's like a really nice thing to hear sometimes.
So which musicians globally or, you know, perhaps even in Singapore itself, do you, you know, inspire you and want to make you better at what you do?
Globally, like musicians, I listen to a lot of Weeknd, Chris Brown, and I would say if you talk about learning and inspiring, right, I would always I actually listen to a lot of different artists and I try to get inspired by their strength. But if you talk about someone who is like more heavy inspiration, you know, I listen to a lot of Weeknd, Chris Brown, and even MJ, man, like Michael Jackson, I still listen to a lot, you know, for references and inspiration. Like music, the good thing about music, it's always there, you know, it will not be gone. You know, you can always go back to like reference, get inspired, you know, feel certain emotions, and that's the beauty of it all.
Zayden, can you tell us a little bit about the project you worked on with the Down Syndrome Association? I had a good look at that video and it was incredibly uplifting. You did a great job on it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. The Down Syndrome Association was like, the whole song was a collaboration between like DSA, Down Syndrome Association, and like Academy of Rock Singapore. I was very lucky and fortunate to be able to be given that opportunity to be able to do a song. And I think while we were working on the song, we were actually thinking of what could be a message or what is the emotions that we can put in a song that celebrates like love and unity between people from all walks of life. And the song was just basically inspired from that.
Yeah.
So I guess like, it had a very like organic process to it. So it was actually, everything was quite smooth and natural, and it was just a good opportunity.
I guess it's a kind of anthem that can translate to many different types of, you know, parts of the community as well, isn't it? It's the same message for so many different situations.
Yeah, definitely, man. And that is what we want like people to do as well. You know, like if you want to use the song to, you know, celebrate anything, you know, you want to send any message, you know, this is the song that I specifically did for like purposes like that, you know.
Fantastic. Well, after this song, you probably will get a call for the National Day song, I reckon. I reckon that's next on your list. Fingers crossed.
I hope so, man.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. Fingers crossed.
So speaking of writing, let's chat about your new release, Adios. What's it all about and who wrote it?
So Adios is a song that I wrote one day. It was a very random moment because I didn't know what was I gonna write. I had the beat, but I was just listening to the beat and thinking, okay, what can I write with this? And then suddenly there was this thing, Adios, 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 kept going on, and I'm like, okay, I stuck with it. I put down a hook, and like the message of the song for me was because I write a lot of love songs. Breakup songs are like one of them as well because it's part of love. So what I did is I used a situation where a guy who has his heart broken by a girl, how does he take the moving on part that means the breaking up part, and how does he make it positive. So if you see Adios, right, Adios is done in a very major vibe, very major key, kind of instrumental, but the messages and the content that is inside is actually like a heartbreak content, you know.
Sure, yeah.
So
yeah.
So I play around with emotions like that, and you know, just to be able to convey that kind of internal conflict, you know, inside when you have to break up or you have to move on from something. And the whole message from it is to how to move on from any situation with a very positive mind state, because I feel that that's the most important thing.
Sure. So instead of going down the path of writing a breakup song and, you know, pulling at the heartstrings, making people feel bad, it's kind of a more uplifting sort of take on it.
Yeah, definitely. That's what I'm trying to say.
Is it easier to write a love song or is it easier to write a breakup song?
It depends, man. It really depends on your emotions, right, at that point. Like, if you just went through a breakup, I mean, writing a breakup song would definitely be the easiest. But if you want to, like, if you just, like, felt, you just fall in love and, like, you're all, you know, in the honeymoon period, yeah, I think, like, writing a love song would be, like, amazing at that point.
Question not on my list. Have you ever considered breaking up with someone just to write a good song?
No, I've never done that. You know, like, as much as, like, I know some people, right, like, songwriters, they have to go through, like, certain experiences to be able to be inspired to write. But for me, I want to make it, like, very organic. Like, things around me has to happen naturally and just write on that.
Zayden, given you've chosen to release a C-pop track, we're wondering if your focus will be promoting it on at home or if you're looking further on to, like, China, Taiwan.
I mean, like, China and Taiwan would definitely be like a really good market to be able to, you know, show my music to. But as of right now, you know, we are focusing on slowly expanding. Like, we would definitely love right now for like Singapore and Malaysia and even basically around the region. And Taiwan and China, you know, is something that we are definitely looking at, but we are still working on it right now to make it, you know, we have something solidified and strong, we can go in the market.
Yeah. Is there much you need to do to tweak a Cantonese song from Singapore for that market, or do they translate quite easily?
People in China, right, and Taiwan, they mostly, in general, we speak Mandarin. In Singapore as well, like, my mother tongue is Mandarin, so I speak Mandarin as well. So writing a Mandarin song is basically, I would say, universal in the Chinese culture. Yeah, so that in a sense, like, I don't really have to like translate anything, but of course I have to write in a way where universally, like, everyone can understand.
Have you got plans to make a fully English version of it?
Adios?
Yeah.
You never know, man. Like, not just English language, you know, we could like do like any kind of language, you know, anybody who wants to do it in like different languages, you know, definitely I'll be open to that. But you never know, man. Like, English version, you never know.
Now, I know the track's only been released on the 9th of June, but are you happy with the results so far?
Definitely, I'm happy with the results, man. Like, and the most important thing is, like, the message of the song. Like, people understand the message of the song, you know. Like, they like how a sad song has a positive energy to it. So for me, the song has done its job because it's sending, it's the message that it's sending is getting to people, and that's what I love about it.
Fantastic. Do you have any gigs coming up that you might like to tell us about?
Shows. I'll be doing like a street fest with AOR on the 18th of June at Bugis Plus, and then we will have a concert at Singapore Esplanade after that as well.
Awesome. Good stuff. Yeah. Any chance you might be heading down to Australia in the near future?
In the near future, I don't know, man. But it's definitely a place like I'm going to check out. Like, I have a few friends like staying there. So it's definitely a place where I want to check out. But, you know, you never know, man.
Well, we hope that can happen at some stage because we'd really enjoy seeing you in the flesh. How can our audience support you? Like, purchase your track, check out your work in general.
Oh, yeah. You can check out like my Spotify, Zayden, Zadon. Or you can check out like the Adios music video is coming out soon. I think on the 20th of June, the music video will be out. And, you know, it's free for everyone to check out on YouTube. So just feel free to check it out, man. Like, this is Mandarin music that I'm trying to make it sound universal for everybody. So just check it out. Let me know what you think. Share with your friends. You know, that's what's up.
I think you've got the balance right there with a good bit of, you know, Cantonese lyrics and English lyrics in the mix. Just, you know, in a kind of way that the Korean market's been really successful with having just enough English for sort of the Western market to sort of take notice and be able to sing along to it just to a certain extent. I think you've done the same with this song, which you don't always get to see a lot in Mandarin or a Cantonese song. So I think it's pretty impressive. Congratulations. We love the song. We're going to be playing it a lot. And yeah, make sure you send us the link to the video on the 20th so we can make sure we can post it on our Facebook page for everyone.
Definitely, man. I just want to thank everybody for listening, and you know, thank you so much. Have a good day, man. Adios, girl.
Don't forget to support Zayden by going to Spotify, iTunes, or KKBOX to download the track for yourself. Do follow us on Twitter at Asian Pop Radio. Like us on Facebook, fb.com/Asian Pop Radio, if you want to hear more about the amazing stuff that's happening across the Asian music scene, all corners of the globe, really. You can subscribe to us on iTunes, search for Asian Pop Radio. If you do that, make sure you rate and review. That's always handy. And don't forget, you can listen to Asia-wide hits 24/7 by heading to AsianPopRadio.com. or downloading our app. It's available on iOS and Android, and it's free. Do it now.